What's going on, everyone? Here's podcast number 7 with Matt Allred of Garage Built Racing.
Well, I appreciate you joining in and chatting about some stuff. You've had a busy week, huh?
I don't even know what day it is.
Sometimes the racetrack will do that to you, I guess, huh?
Especially Ducks Race.
Yeah, I've never been. I want to go, though. It's seems like a pretty... Well, it's massive, right? There's so many people and everything. The racing's incredible.
There's over 300 cars entered.
Wow, that's insane. So how far is that from you?
About 4 hours.
Well, it's not too bad of a trip, but a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you camp right there at the track?
Yeah, my boss has a toter that we stay in.
Oh, real cool. So are you working in the racing, or does he just go down and enjoy it too, or?
I mean, I wasn't racing. I was working, helping with my boss's car.
Oh, okay. That's the red Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. So what class were you guys in down there?
No time, 29.
How'd that end up going?
It was okay. We kind of went down there untested, bunch of brand new stuff, and then tried to see what we could do. Made it through the first round, second round, car went to the left, and it was up in the air, and he couldn't steer back, so had to get out of it, lost second round.
Yeah, that's part of racing, I guess. The car, it looks like it moves out pretty dang good. So, that's... So how about that car behind you? What do you, where are you at on that thing?
Collecting dust.
Yeah. Looks good, though, man.
Waiting on the motor. They're putting it together now. I need a couple of packages are coming next week. A package from Team Z, the rest of the stuff that I need to finish off the suspension, and then some more goodies from Doug at Motion Raceworks will be coming, and then it's almost there. It's not far off.
Do you have a certain event you're trying to hit, or?
No, I'm just trying to come out as soon as possible.
Sure.
So.
What are you going to do with it mostly? What, do you have a class you want to run, or just take it and play, or?
It's not really built for a class. I might try and do some no prep stuff, some small tire stuff, and then sure. We'll see if it fits.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 'cause so the first combo was what? What was the first combo you had in the car?
The first combo was a single turbo, LS stock heads, pretty simple setup. I had an 84-millimeter turbo on it, Power Glide, 355s with an 8.8 under it. It's just basic, super simple.
Sure. And you ended up going fairly quick the first time out, right? That was kind of a crazy little ordeal you went through.
Yeah, I mean, the first 5 passes, we almost stuffed it in the wall. everybody was kind of telling me it's going to take a year to get it right and get all the bugs worked out. So, I was kind of being prideful and trying to prove everybody wrong, and the suspension wasn't right, so I was staying in it way longer than I should have. Basically, the anti-roll bar was screwed up. It was pulling to the right under a load. I kept steering left, and then whenever I let off, I was steered left, and the load was no longer there. So it got a little crazy. And then the 8th pass, we went 829 at 163 on the rev limiter on fairly low boost.
And then you pretty much jerked the whole car apart, and then it's been yours and not yours and back to being yours and painted. And
yeah, we ended up going to Street Car Takeover the following weekend after that. First time on radials. I actually got some used radials just so we can make the event. We ended up going there. Never been on radials before. The car was still fairly new. It only had 8 passes on it. And we were in Nashville. It's kind of a mediocre track. But we ended up going 521 at 136 on 17 pounds, leaving pretty soft.
Yeah, that's pretty – what'd the car weigh at that time, you know?
I think it was 2830.
Wow, that's pretty light. I mean, I got an F-body. The thing weighs 3,500, so I guess that's pretty good. Was the car really that gutted, or is that just kind of what it came out to be?
I mean, it didn't have a back seat or – I mean, it had – passenger kirky and driver kirky, and it didn't have like fiberglass or carbon doors or anything like that, so there was still a lot of weight that we could have shed.
Right on. So is that the garage built car then? Is that, or just, I mean, I know it's your car, but you try to use that as part of the garage built deal? I know that's like from the build and everything, of course, but.
Yeah. I mean, it has a long history with it. You know, it's kind of, I was living in California and then my mom got diagnosed with cancer and I moved back and then I got to drinking a lot and was going down a path I didn't want to go down, and I needed something to take my mind off of it. So I wanted to find the biggest piece of crap I could find. And I came across that car that actually had no suspension in it, no interior, no wiring, no nothing. It was just this bare shell sitting in the middle of the woods. And I picked it up. I paraded around town like it was something great, and everybody told me I should have just keep on going to the scrapyard and go ahead and scrap it. And I just needed something that I could go out in the garage and do something every night. And I worked 3 jobs, and it took 13 months, but I got it together.
Yeah, that's the passion about cars. I guess you'll do whatever it takes to go play and do whatever you need to do to get it done. But that's, I'm glad to see you got it back. It's pretty cool. I kind of went through that, getting rid of it and getting it back, and it'll be, it's a whole different car now, though. It's insane. It's killer. It looks.
Oh yeah. I sold it to Tyson. I was tossing the idea to selling it. We moved and we wanted to buy a house. So I wanted to put a down payment on a house. Now I had a guy in Australia that was going to buy it, and I was like, man, I really don't want to see it go overseas. So Tyson was like, man, I'll buy it. So he bought the roller from me, paid a good chunk of change for it. And then whenever mom's cancer came back, she was in remission for about a year and her cancer came back. So he decided that I needed to finish what I started. I tore the car apart to pay some bills and help my mom out. So that was the real reason that we tore it apart. And then just life happened, and it kind of sat for about a year and a half, and I sold it to Tyson, and finally cancer came back, and Tyson's like, dude, you got to finish what you started. I already have a car. I'm just going to give it back. And I was like, what? And he had already painted it, you know, got the Shonik front bumper. He did a couple things to it. So he had put some money into it, and we figured it was about $21,000 total is what he had into it. And so when he decided to give it back, I was like, I got to make you a partner so at least you can make your money back one day.
Sure, so, sure.
He ended up driving it all the way from Minnesota and delivering it, and now we're trying to get it back together.
Man, that's an awesome deal, and that's some of that. So how do you know Tyson? It's just
really, we met online. Common interest in cars, and this is probably about 12 years ago, and he's always just been a good dude. And I know whenever when I first was like tossed around the idea of trying to push garage builds to something bigger, he ended up buying the first 100 hats. It was like, here you go, do big things. So he's always kind of been a little behind the scenes and represented and pushed stuff. And I mean, he's a highly motivated individual like me, so it kind of made sense to bring him on.
Yeah, that's an awesome deal, especially when two people group up and it can, that's when big things could start happening too, just to help take it off of all one person. But I know you're in and out on trying to push a bunch, and then you get busy with life and that's what happens too. So, but
yeah.
So what, I mean, garage built, what was your kind of thought of that when you started? It was just to kind of document your build and do that kind of thing, or did you have the thought of doing all the like the clothing, the merchandise and stuff like that? Or
in about, golly, it's probably 2004, a group of buddies started a shop in California called Garaged Inc. And it was basically just some buddies that ended up, when they are, we already built everybody else's cars and worked on everybody else's cars in our garage. And so they decided to team up and build a shop. And I was kind of a part of that. And they all just kind of moved on and went on to other jobs. And the name kind of always stuck because I wasn't wealthy enough to pay people to just, you know, break out a checkbook and be like, hey, build me a car. So sure. I mean, from as little as I can remember, was always taking stuff apart, trying to figure out how it worked, trying to figure out how to, you know, reassemble it and put it back together. So I've always just worked on my own stuff. It was cheaper, and I couldn't afford to pay anybody. So every time I did something, I always wanted to, you know, make it look nice and figure it out. And I wasn't scared to go out in the garage and just mess up. I figured I could go out and screw something up twice before it would cost me more than going out and paying somebody. And then at that point, I would know how to do it from then on. So just kind of stuck. And then I built my new Edge car, and I decided to make some shirts for my buddies. We made like 50 shirts, and they sold like hotcakes. And the very first ones just said Garage Built Racing on the front, and on the back it said Run Your Car, Not Your Mouth. And then on the very bottom it said Not Sponsored by Mommy and Daddy, because I was about 21 at the time, and I had a fairly quick street car. And everybody thought my parents helped me out, but I was, you know, a firefighter at the time. I bartended on the side, and I built my own stuff. And then it just kept growing from there. People started noticing. People kept asking me to work on their cars, and next thing you know, I was working on other people's cars. And then it kind of stayed like that for a few years until I started making more shirts and just kind of selling them on Facebook. And then we were actually at Donald Long's race. I think it was No Mercy. Probably about 3 years ago, and they're like, dude, you need to make a website. And I was really hesitant, like, oh, I don't know, you know, what if I spend all this time and money building a website and it just doesn't do anything, it doesn't go anywhere? So I was really hesitant, and then I was like, you know what, screw it, I'll do it. So I left Ducks, I went home, and I spent about 4.5 hours. I built my website, and the first night we had 98 orders.
Holy cow, and that's crazy.
So then it just kept evolving, man. And we shipped to every single state in the country, and then ended up shipping to 7 other countries. So, got a big following in Australia and overseas.
That's pretty cool. What do you think's gotten the Australian attention?
I don't know. The first customer runs a page over there called Two Mental, and, he has just a big burnout car. And he called and he said, hey, man, will you ship to Australia? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I will. It just depends on shipping. And he bought a bunch of stuff and ended up wearing everything in a magazine article that they did. And it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah, that's really cool. So. What are you in your – do you have a shop there? Is that at your place?
My boss's shop.
Oh, okay. That's cool, man. So keep the car there and all that. Do you have a shop at your house or plan on doing one? Or?
I have a like 24 by 30 shop, detached shop behind my house, but I'm up here during the week to work. So I just work on it after I get off work.
Sure.
And then on the weekend, I relax.
Yeah, try to, huh? Some family time. Yeah. Man, you got a pig, right?
I do.
Hammy?
Yeah.
What's the little story behind that? That's
my wife's allergic to dogs and cats, and pigs are the next thing, I guess. So we decided to get a pig. She's super smart. Acts just like a dog.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
She has her own doggy door, and she's potty trained, and she comes and goes as she pleases, and she won't go to the bathroom in the house. She knows how to sit. She'll come when you call her. She knows how to go in circles. She's a badass.
That's crazy. I saw you guys. I was like, man, that's insane. But, like, that's part of it. It's something different. Never. Yeah. I guess you're the only person I have on Facebook that has a pet pig that I see anything about. So that's kind of what you've been all about, doing something a little different, little outside the box with the car or the pig, or even I watched your videos about the little tuggy boat that you made a couple of, like, probably 2 years ago. That's some good stuff. So what's the plans for GarageBuilt? What do you want to do with it? What do you see coming forward? Do you have anything coming down the kind of the line, or?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like, honestly, I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into GarageBuilt the whole time. It's just kind of evolved and done its own thing. So, I mean, we plan on trying to do more, sponsoring smaller events and stuff like that, trying to help some of the smaller guys that are trying to promote, really probably bring more apparel. We're getting more into part sales.
Yeah, I've seen that kind of distributor.
Yeah, I've been doing Team Z stuff for, I don't know, probably 7 years. But it's really just getting bigger and bigger, a lot more people. I mean, just at Donald, I was at Donald's race and probably put in 12 orders while I was trying to do all that stuff. And then we've been selling a lot of those M&M shifters. So they seem to be
super nice pieces.
Yeah.
So you're doing...
We mainly do a lot of tech support, man. We sell a lot of suspension stuff. It's okay. We do a lot of suspension stuff and try and help the customers get their cars set up and help them out and give them some tech support, advice. Just trying to help people, man. That's all we want to do. We want to help others go fast.
Yeah. So when you're down at Lights Out, I guess, what are you – you're trying to help other people as well, or kind of just your boss there with his stuff, or just being support, just enjoying the racing? Or when you go to an event, what was kind of your thing?
Like, Ducks Race, I was there really to help my boss, but, you know, whenever I had time, I stopped in, saw some of the people I know, some of the customers, and not really – I just kind of gave my opinion on a couple things. You know, a couple guys were having issues going down and just kind of tried to help them get down. I mean, they ended up going down, but I don't, whether that's my advice or something they did, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
It does help to get somebody else's opinion on stuff.
Then you're out there racing your little scooter?
Yeah, we were out there with the scooter tearing it up. We couldn't find any other scooter on the property to mess with us or any golf carts, so we had to take on a aftermarket like stage 3 turboed Can-Am 1000.
I saw that video where you gave you a few lengths, and it's pretty close at the end.
It surprised him. I mean, he was racing golf carts and making them look like they were reversed, so I had to try and step up and do something. So he gave me 4 in the hit. And, I mean, a 50cc scooter versus a Turbo 1000, if he would have launched in two-wheel drive, I would have had him, but he was launching in four-wheel.
Yeah, that's crazy. What do you think about Ducks Race? I've never been. It looks crazy. Is it, like, one of the things you look forward to? Or I know there's a lot of – some of the stuff people don't know is there's things like that going on all the time, right? It's kind of a party the whole time you're there is what I've kind of heard.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time, man. You see a lot of people that you don't get to see all the time. You might only see them once or twice a year. So when everybody goes to Ducks Race, it's like a family. I call it my family reunion. Like, literally everybody's there. You're having a good time. You're watching racing. You're watching the fastest guys in the country go down the track. But, you know, it's a lot of fun watching the racing, but it's also a lot of fun to be in everybody's pits and talking and checking out cars and, you know, cutting up with your buddies. So it's a really good time. I mean, it's definitely not like any other race you've ever been to.
Sure. Now, I'd like to try to make No Mercy, if not Lights Out again next year. From where I'm at in Colorado, it's a little bit of a trip, so it's got to be planned out quite a bit. But a bucket list thing of trying to make that race and hit that stuff. So if you guys have any questions, throw them in too, if you would, for Matt and I. Please share this around so other people can jump in here with us. So you have your Facebook page is pretty much your main thing, right? You do quite a bit on Instagram or any other pages?
Like 10,000 followers or something on Instagram. Not that many. There's like 125 on Facebook. And then we do like my Snapchat that I use for Garage Build. It's also my personal Snapchat. So it might be some of the pig, and it might be some of the cars. So it's just a little bit of everything.
Where can, if people want to follow you, is it Garage Built on everything, or what do you kind of have that on?
It's Garage Built Racing on Instagram, and the Snapchat's MAllRed1. It's just my name, MAllRed1. And then Facebook is Garage Built Racing as well.
Right on, man. So – what's the new combo? Is it top secret or are you for the car?
It's not really top secret. It's just a basic 6.0 block, 385 cubic inches, LS aftermarket 11 degree LS 3 heads, RCI intake manifold, 88 millimeter turbo, power glide, and a 9-inch.
Okay, so like my car, it's got a power glide 9-inch, 408 stock block deal with trick flows on it. I had a little bit of an issue with it lifting the head at around 20 pounds. What are you trying to do something where you make a crazy amount of power? Or are you just trying to make a good combo work, or what's your just cost wise? Because once you go to an aftermarket block, man, the cost goes up so crazy on everything. It seems to at least.
Martin at Custom Performance Racing Engines in California is building the motor. We're doing the 625 custom aged head studs. I can't remember what head gasket he said he's putting on it. And then the 11 degree heads that we're putting on has a thicker deck. I think we'll be able to push about 38 pounds of boost.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of similar to Barry's setup in the Blazer that just made like 1325 horsepower to the wheels.
Okay. Did he get down at lights out or?
No, he had issues. He fought like crap to get it all figured out. I think he ended up going 595 or something, but that car's going to fly once he gets it set up.
Sure. Absolutely. No, that'll be that's a cool Blazer, man. It's something different for sure. What else you got, man? What do you want to talk about anything? You got things coming, things going? Anybody?
Trying to get out as soon as possible. It's kind of cool. You know, he's got a single turbo mod motor and I got a single turbo LS set up. So we're going to feud a little bit. We joked around and said that every streetcar takeover that we go to that has a LSX versus mod, we need to be in the finals against each other.
Heck yeah, that'd be awesome. You guys need to come to Streetcar Takeover Denver.
He's wanting me to go to all these events in Kansas, and that's about a 16-hour drive for me.
Yeah. It's about 8 for me. So that's – I know Danny's doing the LSX versus the World deal, and then the Streetcar Takeovers. Those are all over, man. That's Florida to shoot. California, probably. I don't know. I know that they're going to Arizona, too, but.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so those events have grown so crazy.
We've been with them since the very beginning, man. I've always supported their events. I've always tried to go to as many as I could. We set up at a lot of them. If it's within about 12 hours, I try and make it to all of them. Good group of guys, and it's pretty awesome to see how much it's grown since the very first year, where it was just kind of crazy and they were learning so much and it was just a big cluster. And I mean, it's crazy that people still talk about how big of a cluster it was for their very first year, but it's definitely come a long way. It's gotten a lot more organized and it's just completely grown to something astronomical. I mean, the amount of turnout is just crazy. And now, you know, they keep getting bigger and more sponsors. And it's really cool to see them continue to grow each year.
Yeah, and they're good events, man, and it pertains more to, like, what you've built or what you're building and what I've built and those kind of street car, but not – like, they have the unlimited class, but that's definitely not their main class. It's that street racer where they drive them and do all that stuff. So that's – well, and the roll racing's something different, too. At the beginning of each of the events that they do is something really fun.
Right. It's cool because they do that little meet on Friday nights. You know, it's nice to be able to go. Everybody's all in one little area. You get to hang out, get to check out a bunch of awesome cars, talk to people about their setup, show it off. You know, if you want to get on the dyno, you can do that. You can eat. It's just really cool that they have that, you know, social event before the race. Cause you know, when everybody's racing, it gets hectic. It gets crazy. Everybody's busy. Everybody's trying to make passes. So to be able to just go hang out, eat a meal, drink a beer and, you know, bullshit with somebody, it's a cool little event that they do.
Yeah, for sure. I almost look forward to some of the event to go to the night meet more than I do the race in the next day, because it's that atmosphere of just everybody hanging out and checking out cool cars and everything.
For sure.
So what's the closest track? What's the closest track to you down there? Is it SGMP?
There's a track here and Atlanta, and then Middle Georgia is probably 40 minutes from my house, and then SGMP is about 3 hours.
Okay. And then I guess Drag Week's going to be kind of in your neck of the woods here this year too. It's looking like. Yeah, it's South Carolina. I don't know if they dip into Georgia. Well, for me, it's in your neck of the woods because you're way over there, but it might not be as close as I'm thinking for you. But I thought about trying to do that at some point, try to do the whole drag week, race week, something in that. Really go drive the car, prove that it is a true, true street car. Have you thought about doing anything like that?
I've thought about it. It's just we're so busy at work, it's hard to take, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks off and travel.
Yeah, no, it's a ton of vacation time, and the cost of it's 7 nights in a hotel racing and hope you don't break something along the way and you got to fix a glide in the parking lot of some auto zone or something. That'd be terrible. So.
Exactly. So yeah, if anybody 2018 is going to be a big year, man. We got the car back, and a lot of people just started reaching out and wanting to be a part of it. And this is the first year that I've actually had a bunch of sponsors. Team Z stepped on board. They've always kind of been a part of my program, but not like this year. This year's totally new. They're sending me a bunch of goodies. Doug at Motion Racework has been just awesome. He's got awesome parts, great prices, and just the best customer service.
He's just a car man. He's just a car dude. He just enjoys it. Like his posts from this weekend, he's having a ball. And then I've talked to him back and forth about some of the direct injected stuff, and he gets right back to me. He's a super cool guy and an open book with any questions or anything that he's done. And yeah, it's people like that that really truly make the sport great, that are just out there trying to have fun and push it for what it is, not trying to just create issues or drama or any of the other crap. Just want to see everybody go fast. Like you're saying, you just go around helping anybody you can, if you could, or that's what it's all about for sure. Doug's a super cool dude. I talked to him. So anybody that's watching, I'll end up having Doug on a show here in the next probably few weeks, maybe sooner. I'll talk to him, get a good date for it, but that's, one of the reasons I want to go down there is just hang out and talk to you guys, like, talk on the internet or see what everybody's doing, but I'm a little out of the space there, but all good people for sure. And it seems like, I mean, all the internet people, right? You guys, street car guys, Danny at Worldwide LS Owners, it's kind of a good group of people, just it's a little bit more internet related, I guess, for some of us. So.
Yeah.
What else we got? Any questions? You guys got anything for Matt? If you guys can hit up your website's what? Garage Built Racing? Is that the website? If they want to go check out your merchandise or do you have parts on there from like Team Z and the shifters, they need to contact you directly.
I mean, I have the shifters on there and then Team Z parts. It's so many different options. I'm actually working on putting together a package that I'm going to put together on my website, a complete package front to rear for a small tire car, where basically you don't have to piece anything together. The only option that you would change is obviously whatever K member you want. But it's going to be K member, A arms, all the steering components, coilovers, rear suspension, and everything. I'll be putting together a video for that. And working on getting that on the website here shortly.
Cool. So definitely working on some things. That's what I saw kind of Doug doing. He's kind of piecing together some aftermarket parts and everything that it's just a done deal. You can order it and you're just done because you just got a fuel system from him, right?
I did. And like, that's the thing with Doug, man. He sees a void in the market and fills it. I mean, people have needs and he goes after it, man. He's not scared to go make something and make someone else's life easier. The biggest problem is, you know, there's a lot of stuff like the fuel system, you know. It can be confusing. It can be very intimidating when you're trying to figure out what you need exactly and how many, you know, feet of hose or what bends you need and what fittings and what fuel pump and what regulator. So when someone makes a package like that where you just say, hey, I mean, the most common thing with an LS is about 1,000 wheel horsepower. So when mm-hmm. someone puts together a fuel system that says, hey, here's a 1,000 horsepower fuel system, everything you need, here you go, one kit. To just press one button and buy it, I mean, that just saves so much time of figuring out what you need and piecing together. And like, you know, I did a video on this fuel system. The first time I ever built a fuel system, I mean, I had a pen and paper and I went and I tried to map it all out. Well, 9 times out of 10, you'll start running your fuel system and you're like, oh man, I'm missing a fitting. And now you got to order it and wait and then get that. You might get farther and same thing, you'll be missing something else. So it's definitely nice when he puts together little packages like that, that the user, all they have to do is just click once and put their debit card information and they're taken care of. They don't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah, that makes it super nice. And I didn't even realize until you posted the video that it was even like labeled this fittings for this part and this. It's not here's 490s and figure out where they go. It's truly labeled front to rear. And that's a pretty cool deal there for sure.
Oh, yeah. But we've just been trying to do some videos and stuff on, you know, parts that we use, why we use them. You know, a lot of people have questions on different things, and you might look at a picture, but you can't see the actual product and how everything works. So it's just kind of cool to be able to show everybody, hey, this is exactly, you know, you see his fuel system on the internet, but until you buy it, you won't know that it's individually labeled and stuff like that. So it's cool to do like an outside source video that's unbiased. You know, what it's most of the videos we do, it's parts that we use, and we use them because they work. So it's a fun little thing.
What EFI system are you going to run on the new car? Do you have that figured out yet?
Yeah, Fast actually approached me, and we just decided to put a Fast system on it. It's a Fast XFI 2.0 with traction control. So they came on board for this build, and we're gonna try it out and see what we can do with it.
What did you have before, the Holley?
I had Holley before, yeah.
Man, that's what I ended up having. I put on mine. It's pretty user-friendly, but it seems like they all pretty much do the same thing. And I mean, it's tuning an engine's what it's doing, but that's pretty cool with the – if you're going to do the no prep, you think you'll try to use the traction control? I hear that's kind of back and forth on to use it or not to use it.
It just depends. They sent that, and we're going to put the G-meter in it. It'll be interesting. We'll see. We'll just have to try it. I don't know. I've never used it before, so we'll give it a shot and see what we can do.
Did you do some of the tuning yourself, or did you have some help tuning it, or the first time around?
I had some help the first time, but me and my brother ended up going out and changing the tune a little bit ourselves. It was fairly easy. I mean, this time around, I plan on learning a lot more and learning to be able to tune my own stuff, because that would definitely be a huge help. But Matt Kaiser, however you say it, out of Washington, actually flew to LS Fest and tuned my car while we were at the track. So that's when it went the fastest.
That's pretty cool. That's the craziest thing with some of the internet stuff is like that. The guy from Washington can show up and help you, and you know him. And he's actually, I think, selling that car, but that's a wicked build that he did on his.
Yeah, on it his is. Car.
I think he has a bunch of Team Z stuff too, right? You know?
I believe so, yeah. It was cool. Like, LS Fest was just a big group of guys from really all over. I mean, you had Matt from Washington, and then I came from Alabama, and I had some guys in my crew that were from Florida, and then another guy in my crew that was from Tennessee. So it was crazy to see all of us who are friends on the internet. We all showed up to one event and worked flawlessly through everything. And it was like we had been working together for years. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's cool. LS Fest would be cool. I think Bowling Green, I think that's the one to make. I think Bowling Green's the one to do. Vegas is a little closer, and it's Vegas. So I wouldn't mind trying to make one, but we'll see. I'm trying to work on my new build and do all that different stuff. So I'm like, well, I don't know if I'll hit any of those this year, but LS Fest, there's a lot that ties to it as well, I guess, with the Hollies there helping with. They give tuning classes there during that event, and it just seems like there's a lot going on for that whole. It's not just drag racing, right?
No, it's everything. It's like autocross, drag racing, roll racing, drifting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that'd be 2-3 day, do you know?
I think it's a 3-day event.
Yeah, so that'd be cool. I wouldn't mind going out there and checking that out. So it'd almost be cool to have what's that?
They have autocross too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it'd be cool to almost have like if all the kind of drag racing, Facebook, YouTube, social media people could almost get together and have like a little event or something like that. Like they kind of, I guess they did something super, they did something like that with YouTubers and like a road race, half mile deal or whatever, but something like that would be kind of cool down the road with trying to get everybody together and all go play with cars and something like that would be cool. Gary, it's LS Fest is what we were talking about. Out in, they have two of them. It's Bowling Green and then Vegas. But Vegas is just going into its second year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyson sure likes to – he likes his mod motors for sure.
He does. The guy that was building his motor was actually at Ducks Race, and I had to give him some crap. I walked up and asked him if it was LS swapped.
Yeah. Do you that's kind of your thing though. You've done a lot of LS. I don't know of any other way to go really. It seems to work.
It's simple. I mean, it's easy. You know, my end goal is definitely big block and twins or big block with Pro Charger. I mean, I want a lot of power.
True.
But I mean, for 1200 horsepower and below, it's really the way to go. You're not going to make the horsepower that you do for the dollar, like you can on an LS. You know, after about 1200-1300 horsepower, then it gets more expensive and you could really build anything.
Yeah, for sure. What kg did you end up putting in the car? Is it started to 750 or 650?
It started to 650.
Okay, so you could pretty much take that car as far as you want to take it then from here.
Yeah.
So ultimate combo, what would you put in there if you could put anything right now? After seeing everything at Lights Out, what would you go with?
I don't know. I mean, I've always wanted like big blocks, a big block with twins, but after messing with the screw blown stuff, it's definitely addicting.
They're not running any EFI on some of them, right? But not.
It's all mechanical.
It is.
Yep.
I know Proline tried something with EFI on a blower veil, but I didn't know if some other people had adapted to that or not really.
I don't know. I know Timmy's is mechanical, and that's what we use.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy how those are tuned versus, you know, everything else.
Right. Cool. Are you starting to kind of pick up on that and understand that whole? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you see as the struggles or difficulties with those things?
I mean, we've gone pretty fast and pretty reliable. You know, we've made lots of rounds with it. I would definitely say it's more maintenance. You know, you're replacing rods a lot, and you know, the aluminum rods only take so much, and it's mainly, you know, they're solid push rods, so you have to lube them every time. Basically, every run we pull the valve covers, we check. We run the valves, we check everything, and then pull everything up, lube them up with Lucas and put it all back together. Every couple runs, we'll pull the pan and check the bearings. But it's pretty neat. I mean, that blower makes like 40 pounds of boost on the line.
Oh, wow, that's insane.
So it's completely opposite from a turbo. You know, a turbo, you make a little boost, then you ramp it up, make a lot, whereas this makes a lot, and then it makes just, you know, a little bit more at the end of the track, maybe 10 pounds more. But you're tuning with basically fuel and timing versus boost.
Sure, sure. So to try to lose the power, whatever, you just rich fatten it up and
up and pull timing out of it. And then as you go down the track, you're putting timing back in, then you lean the shit out of it.
So that's like the high speed needle and all that stuff, right? You're kind of getting into more of the mechanical. They have the high speed or the top end jet, I guess you'd say.
You basically have like a loop jet, and you can tune with it, and then you have your main jet, which you change pretty much all the time depending on the DA and, you know, how the track's doing. And then you have lean outs, which are basically solenoids that open up and put fuel back. So the more you more lean outs you turn on, the more fuel goes back to the tank and not to the motor, and then the leaner it gets.
Yeah, that's a trip. That's a whole different deal there.
Oh yeah. When I first got in there, I was like, what is this? I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Where's the laptop at?
Yeah. I mean, you still use the laptop to tune for, you know, the timing and everything, but as far as fuel goes, it's mechanical.
Does that have like a grid on it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that even that stuff's came a long ways through all the EFI and everything. Even the mechanical cars still have quite a bit more technology in them and everything. That's seems like what I'm the most surprised about is how many rounds the nitrous cars can go when they're out there. It's
yeah, I mean, they might be putting pistons in it every round, but they can go.
Was there some of that going on down there?
Oh yeah.
I guess you get good at putting new parts in to go rounds, but if you're going rounds, I guess that's all that matters.
I mean, when you get to going that fast, like if you're running at that caliber, you're going to be replacing parts. I mean, you're just at the edge of everything. So if you're trying to go as fast as humanly possible, you're going to be prepared to work.
Sure. How many passes did you guys make all, what, 4 days?
Three or 4 days? Like five or six. I think six.
Oh, it's not a lot.
No.
So then you don't, because rods are what, like every 20, 25 passes?
Yeah.
Something in there.
About that.
Yeah, as of right now, I'll take all my LS stuff that I can just go beat on and drive around. But it'd be cool to make that much power, but man, the amount of, that's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. And that's if you don't break anything, it's a lot to deal with, let alone really breaking something. So.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to cut this too short, but I think I have less than 10% of battery.
No problem, man. I appreciate you getting on here again, guys. If you haven't, make sure you go check out Matt's page, Garage Built Racing, Garage Built Racing on Instagram. Really cool merchandise. Just support him. I appreciate him coming on here and hanging out and chatting with us. We'll get you on here again in the future, buddy.
For sure. Maybe in this turd.
Yeah. Let me know. Or I'll be watching. I'll keep an eye on it, and we'll for sure do something for it.
Sounds good.
Cool, man. Have a good night. See ya.
All right, you too. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.